us to look at, for some time I've been looking at the name of God, or the names of God. I want us to look at, the same thing came over here, same thing Prof talked about we live in a world where, whether we believe God or not, things come against us. I don't know about you, once in a while, you are grieved by trial. Things happen, you don't want it to happen. How many of you, can I ask a question this morning, that all that happened to you this year is just good? That nothing other thing is stressful. Can I see your hands up? If I see your hands up, you didn't hear me. Because you know what I'm talking about. So, how do we respond? What do we do? And that's a fitting name of God for that. Let's go to Exodus 17. Let's just do some journey. You know, I love practical living. You know, I want Christian. I just don't want to hear about ministry and their adventure. I want to know how to live as a Christian. That's what matters most. Because many of us are Christians, not just ministers. You hearing me? You know. Babalola, you know, he was praying somewhere and the fire came, thunder. Thank God, Babalola. I'm a child of God. I'm just a Christian. And I need to know more how to live than just that one doing all that. And just Babalola over the years. I'm going to be two of them since. Let's go. Exodus 17. What do we do? People call it spiritual warfare, but can we just take a look? And you see, when anywhere God mentions his name, it means that this is what he does. This is his pattern. You don't call somebody a doctor if he doesn't practice continuously medical thing. Am I right? You don't call somebody a lawyer who goes to court, never opens any law book for several years. That's not a lawyer. He's just titbit. You don't call somebody a singer. I said, sings like Stabola Uchi. I sing too, but I'm not a singer. Hallelujah. So when God says, this is my name, it simply means that this is how I walk. This is what, you can always take this to the bank. Let's see, Exodus 17, verse 8. Now, Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Let's keep reading. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Let's keep reading. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and all went up to the top of the hill. Let's keep reading. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Now follow carefully now. This is where some of the things need to be clarified. But Moses' hands became heavy. Now, Moses was not the one carrying the sword fighting in the valley. So, if you say Joshua's hands became heavy, we understand that. But he said Moses' hand became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him and he sat on it. And Aaron and all supported his hands. One on one side, the other on the other side. And his hands were steady. Now, can I surprise you? I just want to say this off right before we go. See that word steady. If you have any Greek or Hebrew concordance, the same word for steady there is the same word in Habakkuk 2 verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. That word faith there, same word for steady there. Interesting. Let's keep reading. Until the going down of the sun. I hope you are getting the gist. Amalek came against Israel. They didn't come against Amalek. Amalek came against them. Like the thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. I didn't go meet the thief. The thief comes to meet me. Are you hearing me? And then he said, Joshua, you take some men, take sword, go fight in the valley. I will go up with the rod of God in my hand. And then he went with two people. Joshua went with a whole lot of company. But the valley, the direction of the war was dependent upon Moses on the mountain. And when Moses began to get tired, like anybody would get tired, they didn't call God. They did something interesting. They found a stone for him to sit down. They adjusted their victory approach. And two people held his hands on both sides. And they maintained him steady until evening. And the death with them. And Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. This, let me tell you where I'm going now. Let's keep reading. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial, like a book, in the book, and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. So what happened next? And Moses built an altar. Since this is a memorial, this is what to deal with people who intrude into your life, things that come into your life. It's a type and a picture. Remember we read Exodus 15 about healer? We've seen the name of the Lord, the provider in Genesis. Now Exodus, we see. Now we see second one now. The Lord Jehovah Nissi. So when God told Moses, write it as a memorial, that means this will be an all-time, timeless war strategy for my people, that when any incursion came into their life, this is what they should do. So he called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. The Lord our banner. See, Prof was claiming health is yours. The Lord is our banner. By stripes you are healed. But there'll be inclusion, there'll be caution, there'll be attacks, there'll be stuff. And many of us know that God's our provider. But we still have some financial issues and they come up to our lives. Am I right? Emotional issues come up. Things come up. Family issues. And they are light on us. You come back and say, your child, something happened in school, something. You know, it happens to all of us. The Amalekites were, in fact, let me tell you their strategy. The reason why God said this will wipe them off the planet, I'll tell you why. The Amalekites will come to Israel and go to their weakest part at the back. They will watch Israel. When they are moving, they will see their mighty men, they won't come. They come to those who are weaker and strike them. And they are so merciless, they will kill women with their womb ripped open. Pregnant women. So they are life taker. They come to mess up what God is doing. They want to challenge the truth of God's word in your life. So what did they do? This is the question now. You see, we said when it comes to providing, God said to Abraham, bring me. Am I right? When it comes to healing, he said, listen. Am I right? When it comes to Jehovah Nissi at battle war, he gave them what to do. When battles occur, when attack comes to your life, whether spiritual, emotional, academic, political, whatever it is that involves you in your life, at work, career, what do you do? Moses broke it down for us. He said, first, there is a valley place. And that's a mountain place. Am I making some sense? In fact, the word Amalek means enemy in the valley. For instance, you see, Jesus was crucified on the top of the hill. Am I right? Calvary. That's where our beauty is secured. But we are living in the valley of the shadow of death. Remember that? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This place is not death, but it's the shadow of death. This place is, if you don't believe me, listen to CNN or China or any of this thing. The shadow of problems, issues, struggles, pain. We're just in this valley of mess, business struggles, things like that, family struggle, personal struggle. This is where we live, in the valley. And Amalekites come to us in the valley. They don't come on the mountain. So Moses said to Joshua, let's do two things. Now listen very carefully. He said, we must have people in the valley and we must have people on the mountain. You can't fight the mountain, you can't fight the thing alone by going to the mountain and stay there. I learned that over the years. Please listen to this. When things happen to people, they just keep on praying and praying and praying. And you've seen that things don't work. Am I making some, let's face some reality here. I just want to be honest with you. Like somebody said to my wife one time, can you pray? And I pray. I pray, sir. So there is a mountain part. There is the valley part. You know, it used to surprise me that Jesus, when he was here, and Prof said the same thing too, he would not pray like we pray today. For instance, the first miracle when there was no water, when there was no wine, he didn't say, Peter, James, and John, let's join our hands together. Let's just beseech heaven. He said, fill the pot with water. Take the water to the... To be honest with you, as a Christian, I won't think like that. I was saying, let us enter into prayer. Look at the case of multiplying bread. He did something by asking for bread. No, I will start praying that the baker will get to work quickly and do 24 hours and meet us there. You see, there was a valley part. There are certain things you have to do. If you don't do them, mountain won't work. And some people, they are in the valley all the time and they never look at the mountain, but the defeat or the victory comes from the mountain. Are you hearing me? People like that, they spend longer time struggling. I hope you know that too. I've been there too, where sometimes, you know, things happen. Then one day I saw this verse. How many of you know John 10:10? Thank you. But have you ever read John 10:9? Have you ever read John 10:9? Let's go and read it. John 10:9. It's amazing. Give us John 10 and we'll come back here to verse 15. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he'll be saved. I understand that. But the next part, and he will go in and go out and find pasture. Pasture means nourishment and cope. So I said, Mulumbo, Mulumbo. Are you hearing me? He will go in and out. Now I now saw from Jesus' life, like going out is telling them the pot of water. Going in, you see him in the night, he will spend time praying. I wonder what was he praying about? And I understood he was lifting up the rod. He's lifting up the rod. Jesus will do all that through the day, through the night, and then come out during the day. You see him in action, moving, doing things, moving. You don't see him say, okay, I pray. No, no, he just keeps moving. Listen, see, cast them out. Then he will, by the night, escape again. You see that in and out thing, strategy for war. And no army can win war by going to the forefront alone. There must be the strategy room in business to serve. You have to sit down as management and craft out path and patterns to use, or else you'll be chasing shadows. Am I right, sir? So we can see from here, God said, Jehovah Nissi, let's understand it, my banner. I want you to have two companies. I want you to have Joshua company in your life, and then the Moses company. The Joshua company must have direct conflict with that thing. You must do something about that poverty and that lack in your family. Don't let me pray. Something you must do in that business. Something you must do about that sickness. Something you must do about that issue. Joshua must fight and take direct confrontation against that thing. Not in prayer. The guy is on the prayer mountain. Are you hearing me? You can either lean on both sides. If you grew up in a super spiritual atmosphere, everything is mountain. If you grow up in pragmatic home, everything is valley. Like somebody said, if you focus on the valley, you will dry up. If you focus on the mountain, you will blow up. Are you hearing it? But if you focus on both of them, you will grow up. You like that kind of thing? It's the kind of thing people use. I love it. So there must be an attention to the mountain. See, many of you, when Prof was talking about, you are in health, but I know you are thinking, what do I do? You know, when this thing comes like that, you don't understand. How do you do? Hallelujah. So, let's look at that. Hope we will be able to finish today. So, there is the valley part. There is the... How people say, faith without works. Remember that? What are you going to do in this matter? That... You need to go to the mountain to emphasize the victory about. Am I making some sense? It's not just, we go pray. For instance, I want to get this fan. Father, Lord, I need this fan. Father, Lord, I need this fan. Father, Lord, I need this fan. Fan may never arrive. I don't know about you. Sometimes we arrive by accident. Sorry, this kind of testimony. You see somebody going through some issues financially. They pray, Lord, please rice, please beans, Lord, please meet my need. And then they are going on the road, they meet Suraju, their classmate in school. driving this leaky car. And he's just been praying that they'll get some rice to eat today. And then Suraju will say, hey, Morenike, how are you doing? I'm fine. Where are you going? Enter. Enter the car. Never had that kind of car before, sitting down that car. Then he said, oh, and then Suraju just count 10,000 other new notes and give it. The God said, praise the Lord. The Lord met my need today. Can you imagine? I got enough to buy Gary. You can't keep on having that kind of testimony and stay in the valley forever. Huh? I thank God for that kind of testimony. It's there. But we must also learn to become Suraju. Born again Suraju. That we have enough sufficient to get somewhere, do something more. You know, I don't know about you. Let me confess you. It's easier for me to spend money in faith than when I alone have and pray. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Let me explain. You know, I want to pay for something. It's 50,000. Huh? And God has blessed me with 100,000. I just pay. But when it's 2,000, I feel like, mess. So one of my friends, one of my teachers said, it's better to believe God at the top of the barrel that is full than at the bottom of the barrel. Forget it. Click if you don't understand what I'm talking about. So what I'm saying is this. We must have enough fight in the valley, but that fight in the valley cannot be victorious without the mountain. Now, you see, the enemy has a strategy to wear you out, to make you, to demobilize you, to stop you from being your best, from doing your possible best. And you know there are two parts of you. Let's analyze that for a few minutes. I'm not really focusing more. A lot of us that have grown up now, you know, if you don't do something about this thing, nothing will be done. If you are the husband, you can't be praying. There's a house rent to pay. Huh? You can your wife can be praying, but you have to pray. Huh? Praise God. You know, the school fees ahead of you, 1.2 million. You have to pay. Huh? Yeah, but you can actually see one act in your faith. I'm coming to that in a minute. But I want us to see something here. The strength to know what to do. The power to push it through does not come in the valley. You know, I have seen Christians sometimes today, I've seen that, they're just confused about matter. Customers are not coming. So what are we going to do? I will do a lot of money. No, you can't do that. You just can't do that. You just can't take things the way they are. Now, civilians can think like that, but not the soldiers that have to win the war. So let's talk like this. Where is that strategy coming from? Where is that plan coming from? How will we sustain this? Many of us have had plans over the years. They don't fully materialize. Are you agreeing with me? The sustenance there's nothing as beautiful like, it happened to me about 3 days ago. Something happened and I was looking at what to do with it. I was just struggling. I couldn't sleep well. Then I just turned around almost in the morning. I just started praying in the spirit. And bam! I just saw what to do. And everything in me just calmed down. I mean, it was like as if between night and day. So let's talk about that mountain thing. Go back to Exodus 17, verse 15. Hallelujah. Exodus 17, verse 15. Yes. We have a song to sing? Great. Exodus 17, verse 15. Glad we stopped. Okay. Okay, let's now go back to the story from verse what now? From verse 12 or verse 8 or something? Okay. Okay, give us verse 8 quickly. So Amalek came and fought with Israel and refugees. So the attack will come to us. The demands will be made on us. What do we do? Look at next verse. So Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out fight with Amalek. Now, listen. 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 That's why you are a human being. That's why you went to school. That's why you are alive now. That's why you are educated. That's why you are literate. That's why you are top of the classes of the world. You should know what to do in some areas. So he said, if you attack, when they attack you, don't go into a civilian mode. Prof was saying it. Get aggressive. The aggressiveness in you will produce the action. Don't just. I heard of an unbeliever in the book Good to Great. I thought you read the book Good to Great. An unbeliever was a CEO of a company. They said he was a very nice guy, very humble, plays around with all this plumber in his place. And then he said he had cancer. Do you know? He's an unbeliever. He came to the office. He told the board, I've been given diagnosis of cancer. But you know what? I am not planning to quit now. I'm coming to work. I'm going to get my job done. I'm going to fight this thing with everything I've got in me. You know what? 20 years after, I was still there. Then you see a blessed Christian. I'm telling you, attacking me. I'm a robot, sir. It's just put his feet down. Unbeliever. I notice in my village, when they want to make you join Egbeaje, which is, I'm just telling you where I grew up, so relax. They will go to a woman and they invite her. See, we eat something, they will give up something, just eat, and start having strange things. But if she said no, they cannot drag her there. They may sometimes kill her daughter or kill her husband or kill something. They are all trying to do one thing, make her will to be weakened and surrender. And after they kill your first daughter, you know, so even the devil knows that he has to get your will, he has to get your choice. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. So you have to have this thing about attack, about getting up, about life issues. Stop thinking it's just God. God's not behind all these things. In that John 10:10, there are three people there. There is you, Apollo, and I have life. There is Jesus, and there is the devil, the thief. And God's not the thief. So you must have this desire. You are working in a place. You have a business. Your January income was this level. February income was this level. Then March just went down so. And you say, what's the money here? What are you going to do about this? You're going to push this thing. What are you going to do? What's the Kandama say now? You know, just. I remember, I was here last year, year before last year, we were thinking of developing the church and moving on. And then, Japa ki, Japa. My wife was counting number of people that have left church. But I told myself, people are still in town, they are coming to church. Have you noticed that people are new in church a lot? Well, I just said, I'm getting more people coming, new people coming. They came that time. They were not with us from the beginning. They came too. I said, we have to come too. See, you have to have this getting up. Like your son just comes back and said, he got D in some kind of a thing. Like your children, they say, you have to go and repeat a class. Don't say, Utipariba, Mutmaru. Like my daughter, one time she failed WAEC. I said, you know what? I paid for you to pass WAEC. You didn't pass. And I still have money to pay for the next one. So, let's read. They just get up. Shut up. Don't be a civilian. Praise God.
Hey, Pastor, you don't know what's happening to me.
Worst things are happening to people, and they are recovering from it. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. Are you hearing me? And don't do something bogus. You know, you see somebody? See somebody now? You see, they are living in 2-bedroom apartment. In Lagos. They are believing God for a house in Banana Island. Crazy, stupid idiots. Sorry for using that kind of word in church. But James said, you are a fool. I mean, how can you live in at Mushin, 2-room apartment, and then you go down there and be looking at banana, which you can get over there? Still can't see any. Talk, if you're a Christian, you need a godly psychiatrist to check your head. I mean, you see anybody talking like that? I mean, can you see that to your 2-year-old believing God? That I'm going to be like Emmanuel in 2 days' time. Oh, like Yomi. You know, that's not strategic. No, that's not thinking. You should take step by step. Prophet used to say, if you jump up, you are coming down. But if you grow up, you stay there. So learn to be. Look at yourself and look at what you can do. Go fight. Go out, fight with Amalek. Fight with Amalek. And Pastor, how do I know I will win? Can I tell you this? No prophet told David to fight Goliath. Hear me. No prophet said, thus hear the Lord. David, go up to the mountain and meet Goliath. Thus hear the Lord. No prophet met him. He just got to the war front And he saw all these people, dear. And he had killed a lion, he had killed a bear, and he said, King, kill him now. We can knock this one down. You know, graph now, you plot graph, you check 2, 3, and then the next one, you extrapolate lion, bear, extrapolate to Goliath. You can't extrapolate when it's down. Go, let's make it. Am I right? Remember, graphs, you do like this, Abibeko. So, extrapolate, look at what you can do next. Now, somebody said, Pastor, I need to believe God for big. I know, but start where you are. Fight with Amalek. And you know what? God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. But don't start with exceeding. You start where you are. God will take it up. Am I making some sense? I told my child, when I came out first, I said, get a job. He said, Pastor, daddy, there's no job. I said, get a place where you can volunteer. I said, I will pay you. So I was giving her monthly allowance. Go down there, learn. And she joined this place called Workforce. She started learning how to do HR. From there, she started doing something. And so today, I just started something. When they look at her CV, they say, yeah, are you sure that's your age? She's been working from God knows where. No, you just come down. What comes to you? In this matter now, what comes to you to do? Like now, you have 3 months. You have not paid for 3 months your house rent. Baba said, I'm going to give you a quick notice. Strategy, quickly. Mama said, dear, get up, dress normal. Baba, I'm worrying you, Laro Kutukutu. Am I Bino? We can lead him for many 2 months more. You see, instead of dodging the man, that's a bad strategy. You dodge. One day, you just come around 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. You knock at your door. Oh, cinema, where are you going to run to? Oh, go fight with Amalek. The rod of God in my hand. Everyone over here, you can count on God's ability because it's with you. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? You can count. Can I warn you? As we get older, we have to count more on that ability in us. Now, this is the problem. Can I be honest with you? We all get tired. We all get weary. Particularly when you are doing something and it's not yielding. Thank God, by stripes you are healed. But I told the devil that he's still preparing me. Thank God, I believe that this business will pick up. But this is the 5th month, and we are not making any profit yet. Now, let's go. Next verse. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and all went to the top of the hill. Now, this is where I want to warn you. I want to warn you in this area. Don't think that you have everlasting strength spiritually. No car has everlasting fuel tank. There is filling station where you can get fuel everlastingly. Next verse. Quickly, next verse. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and they sat on it. I want to warn you that life is going to get tough sometimes. Life is going to get hard sometimes. You know, I saw Jesus getting weaker and afraid in the Garden of Gethsemane. He has set up the strategy. We are going to meet Judas and his cohort in the valley. But it got to a point, something started doing in one kind. He told his disciples, I'm feeling very heavy. I'm so overwhelmed, even unto death. He said that from his mouth. You know what he did? He did what Moses did. And you will never think Jesus will get tired or get weary. But he acknowledged, and he said, watch with me. It was, can you imagine, spotless, pure, sinless Son of God was calling for friends to join him? Not to face Goliath, not to face Judas, but to sort out himself. Because the battle, the victory or the defeat depends on you. Somebody say, but it depends on God. Hold on. The coach can train you, put you on the field, but the winning or the losing, you are going to do it. He can tell you what to do, but he's not going to do it for you. Am I making some sense? So, Moses, as long as his arms were up, they were winning. And you know what I saw? I see a Christian trapped like this. You go back, you go forward, you go back, you go forward. This delay, this go on forever because you don't have enough to take it. You take it small, you drop it small. You take it small, you drop it small. You take it small. So what do you do? This is where I learned about battle with God, Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi wants you to do 2 things. Bring technology and bring human beings. Technology to help you. You know what they did? They said, as long as you are standing, you are going to get weaker. So they get a stone for him to sit on. We call it technology. You know that you need to pray every night. And you sleep off. Get alarm. That's your stone. Get alarm. You know that you need to become strong in this area. Gather YouTube on that thing. Let's get some help. YouTube, your phone is there. It's technology. The stone. I hope you know. Stone age. you know, use all you can. Use all you can. They put a stone. Whatever can help you in the physical. Better car. Better issues. Clothes, whatever. I remember one time my wife, years ago, she was working. They sack her at work. She came to me and said, yeah, they sacked me. You know what I did? I've been praying before she came. She just came in. So I just said, they sack you. Step to the bathroom. Took my bath. You know, I don't wear a jacket like this. I just took my jacket. And I'm going to a workplace. I just put on my jacket. Went to a workplace. Asked for the boss. I said, I want to see you. You can't sack my wife now. I beg. Please retain her. I know she has made a mistake. Blah, blah, blah. He said, tell her to come back. Then I went to. See, I could have stayed in my room and said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Huh? Is it true there? I'm not lying now. It's true now. Maybe so. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So this is just see once in a while like that, you know. So get technology. Get yourself to be helped. Get earphone. Put it on. Mama was telling me, let me read that text to you. Mama Godimo. Where's my phone? Get my phone for me quickly. Mama was diagnosed with enlarged heart when she was in her 50s. Am I right? Yeah, what's your age now, mommy? 82. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? 82, 83. Today's her birthday. To be 83 this June, all right. Now, they said she couldn't put 1 foot over the other. You know what Mama did? Let me read to you. Just a minute. She sent me this test this week. Hello, sir. Okay, no, this not this one. Let me. Okay, your new number, right? The one you sent to me, but this the I hope it's the same one. No, this one. This is the old. Okay, let me look for. Yeah, just a minute, man. I think I will get it now. Allow me. Okay, good. I mean, I've gotten it. She sent me this. Good morning, sir. The Lord will continue to increase you greatly. Sir, you gave us healing scriptures CD years ago. I wonder if people who join RFC long after us have the CD. It covers healing scriptures from the first recorded healing, Genesis 20, to John's prayer in 3 John, verses all through. Concluding in some confession, and she put a confession there. The power of sickness is diminishing in my life, and the power of the Holy Spirit is increasing in my life. I know many other healing professions have been provided. The CD mentioned above has been of tremendous value to me in my health and healing. Listening to it virtually every day recently. Mama is high-tech, Mama. I hope you know that. I'm wondering if it will provide added benefit for others. Thank you very much, sir, for the work. Now, can you see? She's using technology for herself. Just listening to all the healing scriptures like that. Just listening. Get whatever help, technology-wise, to help you. See, you don't have money. You need to hear about abundance mentality. See, somebody said, you are laughing, my father. He said, you can't, if you are poor, don't take advice of how to be rich from the poor. He said, if you are going around with drunkards as your friend, 5 of them, he said, sooner or later, you'll be the 6th person. See, you need to listen to our brother. You need to talk about. One of my friends years ago, oh, my time is up. You know, this guy was trying to do business well. He was not making it. My friend said, I know what to do. I'll send it to my friend who is doing well in business. Just go to the office and just sit down in the office. So he sent him to that office to go and sit down, and he saw the man, you know, transacting millions and stuff. Just standing there, just watching. That atmosphere enough is to. If your husband doesn't have a car, ask him. Don't just make his friends to go away from him and get him friends who have cars. He'll buy a car very soon. But as long as he's going with those ones who are trekkers, it won't change. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, number one, technology. Use it for yourself. Use it to get all the help you can get. Don't just be doing Facebook. You let Facebook profit your life. You know, you can be attacking phone forever. It's one of the best things that ever happened to human race. You may not believe me. I know it has its problem because the devil is very hard too. This is one of the best things that ever happened to human race. You know what? This thing, your life, your phone, your bank, everything in here. You know, those days we had to go to watch TV. Are you right? We got it here now. I can watch anything. I can take anything. I can check anything. I can listen to podcasts. I can. You know, look here. Don't die in the midst of plenty. It's in here.
Pastor, I don't know what to do.
See, Mama. Mama will make comments in the things group. Mama is still teaching upstairs. She climbed up the stairs to go and teach in things church. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Hallelujah. So, first one, use all the help you can get. Let's stop there today. We'll talk about the other Aaron and all next week, God willing, if you can. But please, use that for yourself. And remember, it's two level, Joshua and Moses. Are we here?
Pastor, I don't have any Joshua. I don't have any Moses.
Divide yourself into two. Joshua part and Moses part. Is that all right? That's what Jesus did. During the day, his name was Joshua. I hope you know that. Jesus means Joshua. During the day, he fight like cattle, walkers of things. In the night, he become Moses. Hallelujah. Can we close our eyes and say, Father, thank you. You are Jehovah Nissi. I set up my banner for every incursion. Maybe at work, issues come up. Oh Lord, you are my Jehovah Nissi. God said, you are my battle axe. You are my battle axe. Oh Jesus, help me. Help me to realize this truth. Help me to walk with it. And I give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Let's come and sing. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory for every help. Thank you for assistance in war. Thank you for sword and spear technology to get through. Thank you for helping me to find omnipotence of your strength through what you have provided. The Bible, books, videos, audios. Thank you for the omnipotence you are getting across to me. Moment they made him to sit down, Moses transferred the strength that he was trying to stand with onto the stone. That stone became his help to hold his weight up. Thank you, Father. We receive every help in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's give our offering. Our Father, we thank you this morning. You don't lose any war. And we're enlisted with you. Thank you because every Amalekite will go down. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give while we